You're listening to a podcast from 702.
At this time, we look at the major political stories you need to keep your eye on. And here's one that's a little different, but equally important nonetheless. It's election season. And of course, one of the key areas of contestation is going to be who is toughest on immigration. This, of course, as many disaffected communities often lay the blame for their troubles at the door of foreign nationals. Yet in his budget speech, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni noted that for successful economies around the world, immigrants have played a significant role. I mean, think of this. Apple, Amazon, Tesla, those are some of America's biggest corporations, and they were founded by immigrants, or at least the children of immigrants. Yesterday in the Business Day, Professor Stephen Friedman wrote a provocative piece about this issue. He joins us now on the line. Prof, good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Hi, good morning, Bongani. Thank you.
Tito Mboweni, as you wrote, seems to be the one minister who is prepared to say what others won't, even when it's obvious. Hostility to immigrants is harmful, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Bongani. Look, incidentally, Mboweni at the moment is not the only politician. He's the only public figure who seems to be prepared to say this. If you speak to people about South Africa at the moment, many people, they say, look, it's very depressing. We have emigration, we have a lack of skills, etc. And of course, the logical answer to that is that, if people with skills want to come to the country, you let them into the country. Sadly, we don't do that. As you correctly say, we're entering election season. The political parties are competing with each other to show who is toughest on immigrants. When you call the political parties out on that, they say, well, that's what the public wants. My view on that is that if the only message the public ever hears from the politicians and from the political parties is that immigrants are a problem, you can't really blame the public for assuming that when things go badly that it's the fault of immigrants. So really, I do think that it is a responsibility of public figures here to point out the reality. And the reality, quite frankly, is that most of the negative things we hear about immigrants are simply not true.
So let's talk about what it might mean, because even when people are willing to have a conversation that might accommodate bringing immigrants, skilled immigrants into the country, what we mean by that is not necessarily the same thing, is it?
No, it isn't, because you see, you mentioned various large corporations, etc., and that's obviously part of the story. But very often when people here sort of grudgingly say, well, we let skilled immigrants in, they mean people with very fancy degrees from universities who work for large corporations. And obviously that's part of the story. But the other part of the story is that if you go to shack settlements in this country, you go to Ivory Park in Gauteng, and you look at most of the structures that are built, the actual buildings, there are a lot of people there living in shacks, but then there are a substantial number of buildings as well. People will tell you, well, most of these buildings were built by Mozambicans. And then, when you speak to people in townships, sometimes people who are quite upset about immigration, sometimes they'll say, well, if you really want your car fixed on a public holiday, a Zimbabwean will do it for you. Now, obviously, these are generalizations. There's South Africans who can build buildings and the South Africans can fix motor cars. But all that really shows that people coming in from elsewhere on the continent, who are bricklayers, who are motor mechanics, all sorts of skills we don't think about when we talk about skilled immigration, that these people are contributing towards the economy. And incidentally, they don't steal jobs. There's no such thing in an economy as stealing jobs. But most of the research evidence shows that most immigrants set up their own small businesses. And we continually say in South Africa correctly that small businesses create jobs, they don't destroy them.
All right. Someone listening to this with obviously the opposite view might ask you this question then, Prof. Does this mean we should have porous borders?
Well, at the moment we have porous borders, Bongani, and we complain about them the whole time. What it means is that we should have a rational immigration policy. Very often people who are anti-immigrant say, oh, no, well, we don't mind immigration. It's just illegal immigration we don't mind. But if you take that attitude, you've actually got to look at whether our rules for immigrants are sensible or not. And I'm afraid, like most countries on the planet, to be quite frank, ours are not. Because really what our rules say is that you can come in legally if a large company wants you, or if you already have large sums of money. And that's not a very sensible way of approaching it. Yes, large companies need labor, but so do people in townships, and so do people yeah. looking for services. And the question is not whether you own large sums of money. The question is whether you're a person with skills which we need. So no, I'm not saying we need porous borders, although we have them. I'm saying we need a different immigration policy. And we yeah. need political parties and politicians to tell the public that immigration actually helps us, being in skilled people actually helps us,
yeah.
and to stop scaring people about something which will help us.
What about the argument that, you know, there are concerns or even objections to strains on already stretched resources? I mean, the Minister of Health, for example, likes to tell us about how our hospitals were not designed to cater for as many people as are now in the country.
Well, you see, Bongani, this is another example. You know, if people who make, you know, it's become an excuse for politicians and administrators, etc. So the Minister of Health is getting a hard time from people, and he blames it all on immigrants. I've heard those stories. I haven't seen compelling evidence. Most of the evidence which is trotted out just doesn't make sense. I mean, do we really believe that most babies born in South African hospitals are born to immigrants? It really isn't true. Yes, immigrants use health care, although I've seen research surveys which show that a lot of immigrants don't go to public hospitals because they say they don't get treated well. You know, this idea that any politician or public servant who's under pressure from the public for producing better services can simply get away with it by saying, well, it's the immigrants, is something which is not helping us either, because it also means that we don't get the public services we like. So I think that people who hear that from politicians and from administrators need to be very careful about saying, let's see the hard evidence, and having a look at whether the evidence we see really makes sense.
All right, we'll leave it there with Professor Stephen Friedman, Professor of Political Studies at the University of Johannesburg. Will Tito Mboweni's words fall on deaf ears? What are those words beneath the Statue of Liberty? Give me your tired, give me... That's exactly what founded, or at least propelled America's success, bringing in immigrants. Can we learn that lesson?